In 1964, Rockefeller's General Education Board had spent more than $3.2 million in gifts to support black education, criticized by some as merely a means to install white values and worldviews in black students. According to William H. Watkins, author of The White Architects of Black Education, Ideology and Power in America, 1865 to 1954, John D. Rockefeller Sr. was more concerned with shaping a new industrial social order than providing a useful education. The Rockefeller Group demonstrated how gift-giving could shape education and public policy, commented Watkins. Conservative Republican Pat Buchanan described the efforts of the NEA as a negative influence on American education. In a 1999 interview, he stated that, "Ever since the judges have gotten heavily into education and the National Education Association has gotten into control of the Department of Education, test scores go down. There's violence in classrooms. Things are going wrong." Criticism also has been leveled at the NEA Ex-Gay Educators Caucus, whose literature states the purpose of the caucus is to work within the NEA to make policy changes to ensure that the ex-gay voice is heard. Opposing the Ex-Gay Educators Caucus at the 2004 NEA National Convention was Kevin Jennings, a former private school teacher in Massachusetts and founder of the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, who has partnered with the NEA in promoting acceptance of homosexuality using curriculum materials in the nation's schools beginning as early as kindergarten and the elementary grades. At the convention, Jennings was presented the NEA's Human Rights Creative Leadership Award. Education today is mixing drugs with student control. In years past, if a child was acting up or caught staring out the window, he or she received a rap on the knuckles with a ruler and was told to stay with the rest of the class. Today, the child is sent to the school nurse, who oftentimes tells the parents the student has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and recommends the administration of Prozac, 94% sodium fluoride, or Ritalin, psychotropic drugs that have been shown to produce psychosis in lab rats. At least one state has put a stop to this practice. In 2001, the Connecticut House voted 141-0 on a law prohibiting school personnel from recommending to parents that their children take Ritalin or other mood-altering drugs. Republican State Representative Lenny Winkler, one of the bill's primary sponsors, quoted studies showing the number of children taking Ritalin nationally jumped from 500,000 in 1987 to more than 6 million by 2001.